कृष्ण तत्व, श्रीमती राधिका तत्व, महाप्रभु तत्व, गौरवदास तत्व, नित्यानंद प्रभु, बलदेव भगवान। सो आई डिड एंड देयर सप्त पंचकम वेयर वर्शिप्ड ड्यूरिंग I have seen the Vyas Puja of my Gurudev. I used to organize that. Also, I have seen the Vyas Puja of Param Pujyapad Madhav Bhakti Dait Madhav Goswami Maharaj, Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. They all used to worship their Gurudev, and then Guru Parampara hold, and then Radha Krishna Jugal, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu, Gaur Gadadhar and all. In Panchatattva, Vyas Panchak, आचार्य पंचक, उपास्य पंचक, कृष्ण पंचक, देर आर सेवन पंचक। ए सन्यासी इन अवर लाइन ऑन देयर बर्थडे दे से वर्शिप लाइक दिस। ऑल्सो आई हैव heard from my Gurudev and Singh that when after worshipping their Guru Parampara and all others, when disciples worshipped him, then he told with very dinata,
with great humility,
very humility, that I am not independently qualified to take your
offerings.
What is in me, what is I am doing, what is I am preaching, only Gurudev and Parampara. So little to them. If any praise comes to me, all are hearing my katha, really this is not mine. It is of my Gurudev, Parma Gurudev, Guru Parampara, Sri Rupa Goswami, Mahaprabhu and Krishna. Krishna gave some upadesh to Uddhav, Uddhav Sandesh in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th kind. So, only I am repeating these words like a parrot. I am nothing. If I am not preaching their words, no one have worshipped me and no one have. So all worship and everything goes to my Gurudev lotus feet and so this abhiman, false ego should not come, that I am a very big acharya. It should not come. It should not touch me. Not a smell should be in my heart. And I also tell you, the sannyasi who are preaching on behalf of me, they should not have any false ego. What you are doing, only by Guru and Guru Parampara you are doing. So today, I am offering my, all these things that you are giving to me, in my lotus feet of my Gurudev. And he should give to Guru Parampara and to Radha Krishna, Gaur Gadadhar and all. Gaur Paramanande. one thing more. In Vedanta Sutra, Srila Vyasadeva has quoted one sutra, Anandamayo Abhyasa. What is the meaning? Those who is Anandamaya, full of
pleasure.
Happiness.
He is embodiment of pleasure or Ananda. We are worshipping him, chanting him, remembering him, abhyasa.
Practice.
And all kinds of bhakti we are doing to him. Meaning is this. But we know that Shankaracharya, Ramanu, Madhva, Vishnu Swami,
Nimbaditta.
Nimbaditta. All has written Bhashya of Brahma Sutra commentaries in their what opinion was. Shankaracharya, on this Sutra Anandamaya Abhyasa, he said that everywhere in Upanishad, Vedas, Anandam I am Brahma, not Anandam. Anandam Brahma. Like this, so many in Upanishad. Brahma is Ananda. Brahma is Rasaswarup. Brahma, all these things. But also in Upanishad it has been written Anandamaya and all other things. But Shankaracharya, the avatar incarnation of Shankar, Bhakta Shankar, Sadashiv, by the order of his master, who was preaching, Sarvam Khalu Idam Brahma, all are Brahma. Tattam Asi,
you are same.
Pragyanam Brahma, Gyan is Brahma. So many things. And he did a commentary of Anandamaya Abhyasa, that really Vyasadeva is anagat swat.
Anabhagata swat.
Means he was what?
Did some mistake, wrong.
He was some ignorant. To Guru, he thinks that Vyasa is Guru, but he is telling that he is ignorant. And if he is doing puja of Vyasa, then this puja is not Vyasa puja. Understand what I told? What I told?
Oh.
Today not working any? Why?
There's another one.
Take another one, please. Okay, let's take it.
Srila Gurudev is explaining that Shankaracharya, who is the incarnation of Lord Shiva, who appeared in this world and he preached the Mayavad philosophy, his commentary on Vedanta Sutra of Srila Vyasadeva. He was explaining the conception of Brahma, that the absolute truth is the supreme Brahma. And Gurudev says in the commentary that Shankaracharya made on the verse in Vedanta Sutra, Anandamayo Abhyasat, there he made some criticism of Srila Vyasadeva, And he told that Srila Vyasadeva, who is actually his own guru, because Shankaracharya is worshipping Vyasadeva as his guru, but yet he has the audacity to say that his guru has made some mistake. In other words, calling his guru ignorant.
But it's not
so. Anyone worshipping his Gurudev, he should not be like Shankaracharya. Not that. I know my Gurudev is not knowing. He is ignorant. Then this will be what? Mahaparad. So we should be always careful. I have heard from my Gurudev this thing. And it is written in Brahma Sutra already. So we should try to follow his words that he is telling from his Gurudev and Guru Parampara. Do you want to speak something?
If you desire, your order.
If you want, you?
If you say whatever.
You should speak something. Prem Prayojan is here. He has done.
I also want to speak.
Yes, yes.
Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pada Asto Tarasata Shri Srimad Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj and to the lotus feet of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. To all of my Rupa Nuga Guru Varga and to all of the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, friends and guests in this assembly. The appearance day of Sri Guru in this material world is the most blessed event for all of the suffering humanity. And not just for the suffering humanity, for all living beings within this material world. Sri Guru descends into this world to carry out the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who is the Father of all living beings. Every living being is an eternal servant of the Supreme Absolute Truth, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. And in this material world, every living being has forgotten that relationship with their eternal master, their eternal father, their eternal friend. And they are suffering in this material world out of ignorance, out of avidya. They do not have knowledge of their relationship with the Supreme Lord. And therefore they go on struggling against this material existence, birth after birth, lifetime after lifetime, suffering the pains of repeated birth, death, disease, and old age. So every living being is suffering in this way without any hope, without any possibility of being released from this horrible condition of life. So, because Sri Krishna is supremely merciful, Parama Karunya, he has eternal love for every one of his parts and parcels, his amshas within this world. Therefore, he makes the arrangement by his causeless mercy that he sends his divine representative to this world to perform the function of releasing the conditioned souls from this bondage, of freeing them from the prison house of this material world and introducing them to their eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord. That function that Sri Guru performs is actually the function of Krishna himself. Therefore, in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, in the Uddhava Gita, where Bhagavan Sri Krishna is instructing Uddhava, he tells him, Acharyamam vijaniyam navamanye tikarhi chit namartya buddhya suyenita sarvadeva mayo guru. He tells to Uddhava, you should know that I am the Acharya. It is I who am coming in this world to perform this function of giving divine knowledge of myself to the conditioned souls. You should see Sri Acharya Dev, Sri Guru, you should see him in this way as a non-different manifestation of my very self. Sakshadharitvena, that he is directly a prakash, a manifestation of myself in this world for the purpose of giving mercy to all the jiva souls. Therefore, understanding him as such, navamanye tikarhi chit, you must never have any slight disrespect for him. Namartya buddhya suyeta, you should never think of him with marty buddhi, thinking that he is an ordinary mortal being of this world, who has been forced to take birth in this world and to suffer just like all the others. And you should never have suya. You should never have envy toward him. What should be your attitude? You should understand, Sarvadeva Mayo Guru, all the potencies of all the devas within this universe, they reside within the lotus feet of Sri Guru. And therefore, Sri Guru has the divine power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. He can sanction the delivery of any jiva soul, and He can personally introduce any jiva to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. So, to understand Guru Tattva, the truth of Guru, is to understand this, that He is none different than Krishna. When a disciple comes to the lotus feet of Guru and accepts Sri Guru as his shelter and surrenders, as Sri Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, Tatvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshamsi te jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshinas. Such tattvadarshi who sees the absolute truth, he can impart that knowledge to a jiva soul. But the jiva soul has to come before Guru and first of all perform pranipat. Surrender. Now I am realizing that I am helpless in this world. And I fully accept that you are completely capable of delivering me, of giving me, placing me at the lotus feet of Krishna. Therefore I surrender at your lotus feet. And I pray to you, please impart this divine knowledge. Pariprasna means, with inquiring mood, I come before Guru, and I take the words emanating from his lotus mouth as my very life and soul, and I fully surrender to his instruction. Whatever he imparts to me, I accept that on my head, and with the best of my ability, I try to carry that out in my life. And I perform seva to his lotus feet. What is the meaning of seva? It means service. But what is the meaning of that? It means what he wants, that is what I do. Not what I want to do, not what I select to do, but what he desires. What is his manobhishtam? What is his deep desire within his heart? I must detect that. If I am a real disciple, and I must serve that desire of Sri Guru. Once Srila Gurudev was with us in Bali, Indonesia, on his Vyas Puja day, and he asked us the question, what are the three types of disciples? And after some attempt on our part, Srila Gurudev, he himself gave the answer. And he told that a third class disciple is someone who hears an instruction from Guru. He hears it with his ears, but he doesn't follow it. He doesn't regard that instruction. He is third class disciple. Second class disciple is a disciple who hears the instruction of Guru and understands what Guru desires. And he follows that instruction, he carries that out. First class disciple is a disciple who understands, even without Guru giving instruction, simply by understanding the heart of Guru and his internal desire, his manobhishtam, the disciple automatically goes and he carries this out on behalf of Guru. So Srila Gurudev told us that this is our duty. This is our duty to Sri Guru, it is our duty to Sri Krishna, and it is also the duty to our own soul. Because Sri Guru, if we surrender at his lotus feet, then he will impart this divine knowledge within our heart. Yasya prasada de bhagavat prasado. Yasya prasada na gati gutopi. By his prasad, by receiving his mercy, then we receive the mercy of Krishna, And without receiving the mercy of Guru, if we displease Guru, then we do not receive his mercy. And then na gati kutopi. It is not possible to detect which direction we will be going in our lives. No final destination can be attained without the mercy of Sri Guru. So on this blessed appearance day of my beloved Sikh Gurudev, Om Vishnupad Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, I am remembering the mercy that he has distributed, that I have seen in my own life, how he has lifted me out of the darkness of ignorance, complete attachment to sense gratification, completely wallowing in the stool of the material world. And mercifully he dragged me by my sika and brought me again to the lotus feet of my Guru Maharaj. And I have seen how he has done this for so many thousands of Vaishnavas, how he has carried out the order of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, how he has saved the spiritual lives of so many of his disciples, so many of his followers. And what is he giving? How is he working 24 hours daily to give this divine knowledge that has not been available to the whole world, east or west? He is working 24 hours daily to give these books of our Guru Varga, without which we will not be able to attain this ultimate goal of life that he is giving to us, this divine service to the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani in Braj Vrindavan Dham, under the guidance of Sri Rupa Manjari. This final goal Srila Gurudev is making available to us, this inconceivable treasure. So we only have to cooperate with him. He wants that we will simply follow the principles given by our Guru Varga, Upadesham Rita, that we follow carefully in our lives, that we carry out our bhajan life according to those directions, that we try to come to the platform of following Manasiksha of Raghunath Das Goswami in our life, and finally coming to the stage of Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav and Prem. Srila Gurudev is coming to deliver that great treasure to us. Simply we should cooperate with him, and in this way we will receive his causeless mercy. Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj Ki
Jai. Damodar Maharaj, you should speak on Guru Tattva. Brief.
Guruvaya Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namaha. Guru Tattva is a very deep topic because it's difficult to understand. So Srimad Bhagavatam says, if we can understand Guru Tattva and become attached, then Moksha Dwarama Pavitam, and the gates of the spiritual world are wide open calling. Therefore the Supreme Lord would have praised Navaipayanti Apachitam Kavya Tevesha Brahmanyus Sam Kidam Vidis Maranta Antas Bhai Tanabritam Shubham Vinasham Acharya Chaitasa Papasa Swagatam Vinakam. We would have prayed, O Supreme Lord, even if I had a lifetime as long as Lord Brahma, I could not properly speak my indebtedness to you, because you have all appeared in two forms to take the conditioned soul back to the spiritual world. One is internal, one is external. The internal form, the internal guru, is Chaitanya Guru or Paramatma, and the external form of that Paramatma is Sri Guru Parapadma. Therefore Gurudev is known as Asray Bhagawan. He is the form of the Supreme Lord which gives shelter to the devotees. Therefore he is called Asray Bhagawan. Also, he is the abode of the Supreme Lord. Where does Krishna rest? He rests in the heart of such a devotee. Therefore he is known as Asray Bhagawan. Therefore, Guru Tattva means we are talking about the appearance of the spiritual master. Therefore, the spiritual master appears in his world, but if he does not appear in the hearts of the disciples, what is the benefit? Therefore, real Vyasa Puja, real appearance, that means the spiritual master should appear in my heart. That is called the real Vyasa Puja. Therefore, that life in which the spiritual master gives shelter to the disciple, that life is successful life. Therefore, we are not like the Mayavadis, the followers of Sankaracharya. They worship Guru only till they become one with Guru. They become liberated. Then they have no need of a spiritual master. But our worship of the Guru is not like that. Our relationship with the spiritual master is an eternal relationship. Therefore, unlike the Mayavadis who want to become Guru, we simply want to become servants of the Guru. Chakudan Diloje Jamme Jamme Prabhuse Divigan Vide Pakasita. Then we pray, birth after birth, he is my Lord. Until the disciple is not delivered from this world, the spiritual master appears again and again, until the disciple goes back to Godhead. But even when he takes birth in the spiritual world, even there the spiritual master is still the Lord. He is still the shelter of the disciple. Therefore, Nitaya Charana Satya, Tahara Sevaka Nitya, Nitai Sadapada Korova. Therefore, in this world, spiritual master is my only goal. He is my only shelter. He is my only protector, my only guardian. That is an eternal relationship. Therefore, the appearance of the Guru means that on this day, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, Vyasa Puja is not just one day a year. It's not one day a year we stick on the tilas, Jai Gurudev, Tumari, Jai Jai Ho. He said every day should be Vyasa Puja. Every second, every moment, this is the real Vyasa Puja. That second where I forget the feet of Guru Padapadma, that is that second where I lose everything. This living entity here is very weak, therefore he has no power to worship Radha Govinda. Therefore Radha Govinda come in the form of the spiritual master, and the disciple takes shelter of the Guru. By taking shelter of the Guru, the disciple achieves power or strength to worship Krishna. Therefore Guru is considered to be none different than Balaram. Balaramji, he is a Kanda Guru Tattva. He is the non-differentiated Guru. Therefore, my Guru, his Guru, your Guru, everyone's Guru manifests from that Balaram Prabhu. Therefore, by taking shelter of Balaram, we get strength. But by leaving the feet of Balaram or Guru, then we become weak and become easily captured by Maya. Therefore, I'm praying this day, what benediction we should ask for Guru. Therefore, benediction is nothing. What do we want? We want only service. I remember one disciple came to Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was 20 years in the movement. He came to his Gurudev and said, Gurudev, I have not achieved anything in 20 years. Then Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he closed his eyes and said, very good, keep going. Why have we come to the Guru? We have come here for service. And what benediction, what is the benediction of Guru? Then he will give us more service. Therefore, of course, I am not feeling like this. But I hope one day by following Vyasa Puja by the mercy of Gurudev, we can develop that mood of causeless devotional service to Gurudev and our parampara birth after birth.
Ten prayojan about Guru Tattva and disciples' kartabya.
Duty.
Om Akaratu Narandhasa Jnananda Salakya Thakshuramakam Dera Thasvai Sri Gurave Nama Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhakai Kudale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya First of all, after my sister's death, Puspanjali, my heart like flowers thousands of times at the lotus feet of Asmadev Paramaraja, the Guru Padapadma, Om Vishnu Pada, Stotra Sattva Sishimat, Rupananda Charivari, Bhaktivedanta Dantra Narayana Goswami Maharaj. Secondly, after my pranam thousands of times at the lotus feet of my Sri Guru Parampara, and I after my pranam to all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavas. So we have heard from Pujapad Bhaktivinoda Padmanabh Maharaj. How Srila Gurudev described three levels of disciples, first, second and third class disciples. So I am in the third class of disciples. And so really I am not qualified to speak in the association and presence of so many second and first class disciples. So I beg your forgiveness. What little I've heard from Srila Gurudev, I'll try to repeat for my own purification. Today is Vyasa Puja, the worship of Vyasadeva. Who is Vyasadeva? Vyasadeva is the incarnation of Sri Bhagavan, who manifests within his world Srimad Bhagavatam. He had written so many shastras, but he was not satisfied. His heart was not satisfied. Then his Gurudev came, Sri Narada Rishi, and instructed him and gave him a blessing. After that, by the blessing of his Guru Pada Padma, Srila Vyasadev, he went into trance. Bhakti yogena manasi samyak pranihite male apasya purusha punam mirachata dapasrayam. And in his trance, he saw all the sweet pastimes of Sri Krishna going on in the spiritual world. And on another side, he saw the material world. And in the material world, he saw countless millions of jivas moving eternally in the chain of birth and death and suffering. And seeing the spiritual world on one side and all the jivas suffering on the other, he realized how all these jivas will come out from the darkness of ignorance and be transferred to an eternal position in the beautiful, eternal, loving pastimes of Sri Krishna. And what did he see? What was the method that he discovered to transfer them from one place to another? That is the Bhagavad Katha, the Katha of Srimad Bhagavatam, of the pastimes of Sri Krishna. And he gave Bhagavatam and instructed his disciple Shukadeva Goswami, and in this way the Bhagavatam is coming to us today. So on Vyasa Puja we worship that personality who sits upon the seat of Srila Vyasadeva called the Vyasa Asana and delivers to us the very same message that Srila Vyasadeva realized by the mercy of Narad. He has seen all the sweet pastimes of Sri Krishna. And he also sees us, thousands of jivas, suffering in the material world. And he gives the exact same message of the pastimes of Krishna of Srimad Bhagavatam. And thereby delivers those living entities from the material world and offers them at the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So Vyasa Puja Day is the day in which the representative of Vyasadeva, not only the day, someone might think Vyasa Puja is the day when Guru accepts the worship of the disciple. No. Vyasa Puja is the day where Sri Guru, the direct representative of Vyasadeva, teaches his disciples how to worship his entire parampara, all the way up to Vyasadeva and Narada and Brahma and to Sri Krishna. Because by serving and honoring and respect, giving respect to the representative of Vyasadeva, only then will his message, the katha of Srimad Bhagavatam and the pastimes of Krishna, enter into the heart and cleanse away all anarthas. Sindra tam swagata Krishna punya shravana kirtaya pridyanta sohya badrani vitunoti surit satam. So this is some conception of the meaning of Vyasa Puja. So our Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sadhari Thakur, on his 50th birthday, he gave a very wonderful lecture. He said, I am sitting on this big seat and I can hear what some are whispering in their hearts. They're saying, look at that, a veritable beast from the zoo. What a brute. How can someone be so proud as to take a very high seat when many distinguished and respectable persons are seated upon the ground? And how can he bear to listen to his own name with so many hyperbolic adjectives added to it as well? This is terrible. Can such a person ever be reclaimed from such brutishness? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, or someone, they are thinking in their hearts. He said, but I also pondered this. And I prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I said to him, Mahaprabhu, your teaching is Pranada Pishunichena. One should be more humble than a blade of grass. To which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, Yari Deka Tahi Kaha Krishna Upadesh Amara Agyaya Guru Hana Taredesh. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, wherever you go, whomever you meet, give them the message of Sri Krishna. In this way, become Guru and deliver all the people of this world. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, I have received this from this order, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to my Guru and from my Guru to me. And therefore, I am performing this service of spreading the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Guru is so humble to accept the difficulties and all the problems. Srila Gurudev in advanced age, flying here and there all over the world, undergoing so many difficulties, but not for himself. Srila Gurudev would be perfectly happy to be in Vrindavan, chant Harinam, and absorbed in Asa Kaliya Lila all the time. What is he doing here, traveling around the world? That is the order of his Guru Parapadma, the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to deliver all the jivas of this world. So, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Pad, he has glorified his Gurudev. Nama Shastam Manavati Sachikutramatta Sarupam Rupam Tasya Gajamaripuram Maturin Goshtavati Radha Kundam Giribaram Aho Radhika Madhavasam Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Sri Gurum Tamatosmi. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Pad, in his very old age, at the end of his life, at that time he remembered with gratitude all the things that his Gurudev gave. His Gurudev means Yadunandana Acharya. Actually, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami ran away from home at the age of 17 and did not meet with his Gurudev again. But he understood that by the mercy of his Guru, what did he receive? Nama Shastam, the best name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Amala Hare Nama, Amya Vilasa. Guru gives the disciple the best name, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, wherein all the sweet pastimes of Radha Krishna are there. And not only that, Nama Shastam Manamati Sachiputram. By the mercy of Gurudev, he said, I received the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha Krishna Nahyanya, Radha Krishna combined together. And not only that, Sarupam, the association of Sri Sarup Damodar. What does that mean? The service of Radha and Krishna in the gun of Lalita Sati. But not only that, Sarupam Rupam Tasyavrajam Purupunam. Also, under the guidance of Srila Rupa Goswami, under the guidance of Sri Rupa Manjari. Sri Radha Kundam, the place at the Radha Kund, at the foot of Giriraj Govardhan, and the desire in the heart to one day serve the lotus feet of Sri Radha Krishna, eternally in their pastimes. So, I remember once I was in San Diego. Perhaps many of you were there in San Diego. And it was a morning lecture, and my name was on the schedule in those days. And I was supposed to give the morning lecture, and I sat down to give the lecture, and before lecture, Namashashtam Manamati Sachiputir. And from another room, Srila Gurudev came running into the room. Hey, stop, don't tell. Why? Because the last line, Prakto Yasya Pakita Kripaya Sri Gurum Pramnatosmi. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami saying, Prakto, I have attained all these things by the mercy of the Guru. And Gurudev said, have you attained all these things by the mercy of Guru? I said, no, Gurudev. I am not telling this prayer. I am repeating and thinking Raghunath Das Goswami is praying this prayer. Then Gurudev said, you have not attained all these things, so you should tell Oma Gyana Timorandasya. Then afterwards, Srila Gurudev told me, he said, oh, when I was young, once I was giving lecture, Namasastam Manam, and my Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Prakashan, asked him in the room and thought, hey, don't tell. So in this way, I offer my Shada Pushpanjali at the Lotus Feet of Srila Gurudev and pray that he will continue to sprinkle his mercy upon me, that one day I will not be a third class disciple but one day become first class disciple.
Two words. Guru Sattva.
Chala hai vata.
Bas. Last.
Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshur and Tom Jaina, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Gurudev has ordered me to speak just a few words. I'm sure, although you're enjoying Gurudev's darshan, everyone's tired, so I'll use that excuse to be brief. We've all been suffering in the material world since time immemorial. Although we're very small, insignificant, no larger than a 1/10,000th the size of the tip of a hair, our egos are so, so big. We're so important. We have so many important things to do. We have so many good ideas. And we're going around lifetime after lifetime facing conflicts within ourselves and with all other living entities. How come they don't think I'm so important? Why don't they follow my good advice? Why don't they worship me like I know they should worship me? And someday, after one day, after many, 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 many lifetimes, we become frustrated. We become despondent, and we think, this false ego is not really working very well for me. This hope that I can become happy here is not really paying off. And we become desperate. And when we become very desperate, we call out, and we call out to what we know may be God, if he's there. Are you there? I remember doing that the same when I was a young boy. What is this all about? And I was walking down Massachusetts Avenue in Boston school, saying to God, where are you? Where is the answer? And then somehow or another, someone came up to me and put a Bhagavad Gita as it is in my hand. Practically an hour later. So, when we're lucky, Guru comes to us. We don't come to Guru. We're not doing anything of our own power. We have almost no power. Almost none, nothing. So small. But when we come close into the association of Sadguru, when our lives are blessed by his association, our lives are taken from that dark place, that miserable, unhappy place, into a place of joy, into a place of light, into a place of hope and possibility. We hear about the things that we know we're longing for. Some months ago, I gave a little talk and I was talking about the philosophy, and this one lady who's a professor at Oxford, after I got done talking, she said, "What you've said, I've always known, but I've never heard anybody say it." And I said, "Well, I've just repeated what my Holy Master has told me to repeat to people. Although I have no realization of it myself, I'm repeating it." So when we're lucky, when we're fortunate, we come in the touch of the association of Sadhguru, and Sadhguru changes our lives. And if we follow his instructions, if we endeavor to serve him, as Damodar Maharaj, Shripad Damodar Maharaj is saying, that story, a very instructive story, "I haven't achieved anything in 20 years. I think in my case it's been 30 years. So keep going. That's good. Just keep on keeping on. And be hopeful, because we have Srila Gurudev. He's been so kind to come to us, to revive our spiritual lives, to inspire us. And on Vyas Puja Day, it's our small chance to offer him our thanks, which we do every day, three times a day, with our mantras, with our seva, with our Vaishnava pujas, worshipping the deity, trying to follow all of his instructions. But today is a special day, because it's a day that reminds us that he's here, that he's in our lives, and that he's given us so much. So I want to say thank you very much for changing my life, Srila Gurudev, and I hope to keep serving you forever. Hare Krishna.
There are so many speakers, so in evening they will have chance to speak on Guru Tattva. But you should remember that those who want to serve Krishna and Radhika Jugal, they should remember, without Guru, we cannot. No smell of bhakti, nothing. So you should remember what he remembered me, Maharaj, that Guru Sevak, three kinds. Those who, without any order, they know the manobhishta of Gurudev and follows. They are first class. We should try to be like that. No use of that Gurudev should order me for Krishna Bhakti and this. Automatically knowing I need. And second, or Guru Maharaj tells, and then he
executes. He follows.
Follows. And third, even telling, not doing, not serving. He is bakok. Not sevak.
Bakok.
Takes say, and then he remains what? Bak. Bak means?
Bagula, crane.
Crane.
Like standing on one feet and
catching
eyes where?
Fish.
Or fish. Hunting the fish.
So, not sevak, but he is bak. So we should try to know the manobhishta of Gurudev. If he will have a desire to serve, oh, must you can know. You will realize what my Gurudev wants and try to fulfill up. I have seen my Gurudev. I have written all these things in his life. How he knew? And he used to jump without his order to carry his manobhishta. How Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishta, Sthapitang Jena Bhutale. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never wrote any book, nothing, only Shikshastra. And what Rupa Goswami did? what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. He established Parkiya mode in this world. First time, it was, though it was written in Bhagavad, but Ramanu Sampradaya, Madhva and others were criticizing. People used to criticize. But Rupa Goswami established by the Shastra everything what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. This was his best service to Mahaprabhu. So we should try to know the ways of our Gurudev and to follow and to do. Gaur Premanand Mahamantra.
Hare Krishna.